First, when Republicans in Congress were working on passing tax legislation last year, manufacturing and American jobs were major talking points. One of the companies that lawmakers said would reap the benefits of a tax overhaul was Wisconsin's Harley-Davidson. Here's House Speaker Paul Ryan talking at Harley's headquarters last September.
Tax reform can stop punishing companies for making things in America and selling them overseas. Tax reform can put American manufacturers and American companies like Harley-Davidson on a much better footing to compete in the global economy and keep jobs here in America.
While Harley did end up getting a tax break under the new law, that didn't necessarily translate into new job creation. In January, the company decided to close its factory in Kansas City, and days later it announced a costly stock buyback for its shareholders. Some companies have attributed new hiring and wage hikes to the tax overhaul, but Harley's moves raise questions about who benefits most from corporate tax breaks. Emily Stewart is a reporter for Vox. She recently wrote about this. Emily, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
In the run-up to the tax cut bill, the federal tax cut bill, Republican leaders talked about Harley-Davidson, among other companies, quite a bit. What kind of things were they saying about Harley as they were pitching their overhaul of the tax system?
I mean, you had Paul Ryan go visit a factory in Menominee Falls and sort of say, you know, the tax bill, like they were saying to every company, like they were saying to America, this is going to keep jobs here, this is going to revive manufacturing, this is going to do wonders for the economy. And Harley-Davidson happened to be one of the companies that sort of they trotted out as like a big example of a company that would benefit from taxes, from different changes to trade, things like that.
How did the corporate tax cuts affect Harley-Davidson? How much did their tax burden change after it passed?
So it went down from about 10%. Their effective tax rate, so basically what they pay, they think it will be between 23 and 25% this year. So that's 10% less than they paid last year.
So it ends up being a decent chunk of money. And you looked at what happened with the company next, and you saw a couple things. One was this factory in Kansas City. Tell us about that.
Right. So on January 30th, Harley brought in its workers for the day and basically told them that they were shutting the plant down. They are going to do that at the end of 2019. Told them, you know, within the next year and a half, your jobs will be gone. We're going to consolidate operations to a plant in Pennsylvania. Now, in Pennsylvania, they're going to add about 450 jobs, but that's still a net loss of 350 jobs. A few days, literally like 4 or 5 days after they make this announcement about the Kansas City plant, Harley announces a stock buyback, essentially saying that they're going to spend about $700 million buying back their shares, which will obviously benefit their shareholders. So you kind of have this situation where they're saying we don't have money, you know, to keep this factory open, but at the same time, they're saying, well, we can do this stock buyback. So it just kind of the timing was a little funky, and they got this big, you know, windfall from the tax bill. Why not think of a way to sort of help these workers out?
And stock buybacks have been a big thing, you write, since the tax bill passed. Is this something Harley's not alone here on stock buybacks?
No, I mean, stock buybacks really have been trending upwards for years. But what we've seen is that the tax bill has sort of juiced it. If you remember Apple, I think last month or this month, they announced $100 billion, which is an enormous amount of money. And a lot of companies have done it. Cisco has done it. I think right now they're looking at $178 billion of buybacks announced this year alone. It's record numbers that they haven't seen since before the financial crisis. So Harley's certainly not alone in doing this, but it is, I mean, it's just, that's what the tax bill is going for, or at least that's a good part of what the tax bill is going for.
And what did workers at that Kansas City plant say about the closure? Did they talk about the buybacks too, making that same connection?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of people, when it comes to like stock buybacks, you're not even really like looking at it or thinking about it. And a lot of the workers have also pointed out that Harley is opening up a plant in Thailand. And Harley says that it's not job outsourcing, it's not connected. But, you know, a lot of the workers say, well, if you don't have money to keep this plant open, then why are you opening up a plant in Thailand? It's, you know, people are definitely upset and frustrated. And when you look at Harley went to Kansas City in the 1990s, it was sort of a big deal when they went there. They got tax incentives to go there. And so years later, for them to sort of pick up and say, we're done here, people are obviously upset.
What has Harley said about why they closed this particular plant?
I mean, basically they say, you know, we're sorry that we didn't want to, but this is a business decision that we need to make. Harley-Davidson, sort of their consumer base has been aging a lot, and so young people just are not buying Harleys at the rate that their parents maybe did. So there's no doubt that their U.S. operations are not going as well as they used to, and Harley just kind of says, you know, this is a business decision that we need to make.
Talking to Emily Stewart, reporter at Vox, about a piece she wrote on the tax cuts passed earlier this year, Harley-Davidson, a plant closure and stock buybacks. Has Harley commented on the timing of the stock buybacks related to the tax cuts and the plant closure?
No, really, they didn't want to talk about this story at all. They sent to me one statement that they sent out at the time that they did it, saying that the decision to close the plant was not taken lightly. But in terms of the buyback, they really haven't said a lot. On their earnings call, some of their executives said, you know, we do want to continue to reward shareholders, which, again, is not unique to Harley-Davidson or any publicly traded company, but they haven't really commented on the timing of it.
A case could be made for any company doing something like this. Okay, they're closing one of their, you know, maybe a little older factories amidst, you know, overcapacity to produce the stock buyback. Yes, it rewards people in the short term and might leave them in a better position for the future. Is there a case, are people making the case that, okay, short term there are some job losses, but this guarantees a healthier company and jobs in the future?
I mean, I talked to one analyst who said, you know, the closing, I mean, I don't know if it leads to jobs, but that the company, this is something that needed to be done, that things are not going particularly well for Harley, specifically in the United States. Its business has shrunk a little bit, and so this is sort of just a business decision that they needed to make. Now, whether that will lead to more jobs, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if the motorcycle market will improve or not, but there is an argument to be made that they needed to do this, and you know, companies also do have to pay attention to their shareholders, and they have a fiduciary duty. You know, there isn't a way to understand sort of what they've done. The timing, I think, to me, looks a little bit just unfortunate at the very least.
And union members, I'd asked about the stock buybacks in particular. Are union members in Kansas City, this plant that's closing, talking about the timing after the tax cut and trying to maybe get national attention here to keep the jobs around?
Well, they, you know, I reached out to them, but they also point out one of the presidents of one of the unions had actually written to the president, to President Trump, because Trump also brought Harley-Davidson to the White House right after he was inaugurated to say, you know, we're going to revive Harley, and he specifically, again, talked about the tax cuts. So they have reached out to the president to ask and see if he will do something like he did for the Carrier plant, say, in Indiana, when he kind of tried to insist that they keep jobs there. And they also met with Pierre Navarro, who's one of his trade advisors, but they have not heard back.
We'll leave it there for now. Emily, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Emily Stewart is a reporter at Vox. She joined us to talk about what's been happening at Harley-Davidson in the wake of last year's overhaul of the tax system.